What do you expect from the next Supreme Court justice? What does President Obama need to do?
No, it's absolutely clear. There's no question about it. There's no question about this question. And what President Obama needs to do with the question is for the American people and by the American people. Let me put it like this.
Where are the shawties on the court?
It's ridiculous. One woman on the Supreme Court doesn't seem right to me.
Ain't nobody having breakfast with all sausage and no wings.
We need a shawty with a hot body and six legs.
When the court convenes, it's an ancient sausage festival.
Only two ovaries, 16 testicles.
There are so many qualified women out there.
Qualified to get low in the upper bottom rope.
I completely agree with you.
And I completely agree too.
How does Ginsburg stand being the only woman who ain't a man?
Judge Ginsburg said she's really very lonely without another woman.
Without another woman.
Lonely without another woman.
Lonely without another woman.
I know what it's like with a woman gone crying in the nude with the curtains drawn.
Breaking news.
Oh snap, news is broken, breaking news in your face.
Obama has picked Sonia Sotomayor.
She's a shawty, she's a body
quad jurisprudent
with soft eyes.
And all the soft features that Ginsburg can appreciate. Staying up late, making sure to thank heaven above.
Because she ain't lonely without another woman.
Without another woman.
Without another woman.
Lonely without another woman.
Listen up, y'all, Joe Biden has got a shout out.
This one goes out to all the Serbians, also the ladies, but mostly the Serbians.
And until the Serbian people look themselves in the face, understand what their leaders have done, and convince them of, until that moment arrives, Serbian people will not be able to shed this notion of victimization that all of the leaders prey upon and manipulate them with, until that moment arrives. Until the Serbian people look themselves in the face. Until that moment arrives. Until that moment arrives.
April showers bring May flowers, but what do May flowers bring?
Romance for a shot of ink.
Possibly lead poisoning. Lead poisoning.
I'm getting sick like
Before you dig in and start to enjoy all the fruits and vegetables of your labor,
shawty,
you better get your soil tested first. Your soil tested first.
Oh, I live in the ghetto, so I'll expect the worst.
Paint chippings and old pesticides may be buried inside. Raising the levels of lead in the soil. The tests are inexpensive and some local health departments do them for free.
Even for a talking head thug like me.
Once you're in the clear, Mary, quite contrary, plant away.
Okay.
And when asked, how does your garden grow? Tell them it's healthy, green, and lead free.
I'll say it's healthy, green, and lead free. Shawty,
healthy.
Believe me, I ain't trying to munch on a poison zucchini.
This bill actually has the Secretary of Energy regulating jacuzzis. Now the idea strikes me as close to being nuts.
I agree, I'm an angry gorilla and that makes me angry.
The only jacuzzis this will regulate will have to produce 2,500 megawatts of energy.
You made me angry with lies, rip my angry gorilla pride, I'm angry.
On page 233, line 5, portable electric spa.
Portable electric spa. Nobody's above the law.
I don't know what a portable electric spa is. I was told it was a jacuzzi, but that's in this bill.
So it's true, I'm no longer angry at you. My original anger's renewed.
We will give you a hot spa that is energy efficient. I hope that doesn't offend you.
He might have a point. My anger's making me switch, cause you're being a little but maybe not. Maybe you're just defending freedom and justice for jacuzzis. Ooh, what's this? A single tear that is wet that I shed. Ooh, when an angry gorilla cries, who's gonna sorrow that my eyes excrete? And I'm a soldier, but a soldier's got feelings. Don't know whom to lend my anger to. That's why I'm crestfallen and confused. Shawty, auto-tune the news, auto-tune the news. Congressional hearings and